Hello there and welcome to the Wednesday edition of Following the Truth. I'm Gary Zimek. Thank you so much for stopping by. Today is May the 29th. We're going to talk about missing the point. How many times do we hear something proclaimed from Scripture at Mass, or we read something in the Bible and we miss the point? Now, if we're missing the point, we might not even know we're missing the point, but you get what I'm saying, right? I mean, you've maybe read something or heard something, and later on you come to realize that, wow, I completely missed the point of that, or I didn't get that. Now, maybe the Holy Spirit works on you and opens your mind up, and you think like, oh gosh, how could I have missed that? That's pretty obvious. Or again, we might not even realize we're missing the point. So hopefully today, by reading this gospel, and we're going to look at the gospel from today's daily mass, you'll get at least an appreciation for the fact that I could be missing the point. Maybe there's something I didn't hear, because we're going to see a case here where some people didn't hear what Jesus said. Now, eventually they figured it out, but they didn't hear it right away because they were so focused on what they didn't like about what he said. They missed the good news because they were so upset about the bad news. I think that's the best way to put it. Let me just read this now. It's a little bit of a lengthier gospel, so I want to get to it. Mark chapter 10, verses 32 through 45. The disciples were on the way going up to Jerusalem, and Jesus went ahead of them. They were amazed, and those who followed were afraid. Taking the 12 aside again, he began to tell them what was going to happen to him. Now, this was Jesus telling his apostles, look, this is what's going to happen to me. They are on the way to Jerusalem, where the Lord's headed toward his crucifixion here. This is where they're going. And he said this to them, behold, we are going up to Jerusalem, and the Son of Man will be handed over to the chief priests and the scribes, and they will condemn him to death and hand him over to the Gentiles, who will mock him, spit upon him, scourge him, and put him to death. But after 3 days, he will rise. Now, see, that's the point that they missed. So when Jesus was murdered on the crucifix and buried, they forgot that he was going to rise. And nobody seemed to expect the resurrection, even though he did talk about it. Let me continue on with this gospel. Then James and John, the sons of Zebedee, came to Jesus and said to him, Teacher, we want you to do for us whatever we ask of you. Isn't that interesting? I mean, Jesus is just telling them what he's about to do for them, and they're turning it around and saying, no, we want to tell you what you need to do for us. I mean, you talk about being self-centered and missing the point. This is a great example. And Jesus replied, what do you wish me to do for you? They answered him, grant that in your glory we may sit one at your right and the other at your left. Jesus said to them, you do not know what you are asking. Can you drink the chalice that I drink, or be baptized with the baptism with which I am baptized? And then they said to him, we can. And Jesus said to them, the chalice that I drink, you will drink. And with the baptism with which I am baptized, you will be baptized. But to sit at my right or my left is not mine to give, but for those for whom it has been prepared. When the 10 heard this, they became indignant at James and John. Jesus summoned them and said to them, you know that those who are recognized as rulers over the Gentiles lord it over them, and their great ones make their authority over them felt. But it shall not be so among you. Rather, whoever wishes to be great among you will be your servant, and whoever wishes to be first among you will be the slave of all. For the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many. These guys are totally missing the service aspect of following Jesus, and they're missing the fact that suffering has value. And yes, we have all, including them, have been granted a place in heaven that's waiting for us. We're not going to get there except by carrying our cross and following Jesus. Don't miss the point. We'll talk to you next time.